With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The new head coach of your Green Bay Packers joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Matt LaFleur, is here. Matt, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing extremely well. Obviously, you hope to be in a situation like this very, very soon. But it starts with kind of wrapping your arms around the organization. So first and foremost, as you continue to hire coaches, give me kind of the synopsis of the progress in Green Bay right now.
Well, we're getting pretty close right now. So just working on finalizing a receiver coach as well as the special teams coordinator.
So as you kind of move forward, you get your coaching staff in place, then what? Is it just evaluation of talent? Is it getting into the draft? I mean, then what does your role become?
Yeah, I think for our coaches, they got to get familiar with our roster. That's something that I was able to do throughout the interview process. So those guys will just be watching a lot of tape and really getting a good evaluation of our guys.
Do you drive to work and think to yourself, holy mackerel, as you see the biggest building in Green Bay that is Lambeau Field, that you're actually still the coach of the Green Bay Packers? Has that really sunk in yet?
I don't think so. You know, it's pretty surreal, you know what I mean? I think once we get rolling, once we get our whole staff here, and then really when we get involved with the players is when it will certainly start to sink in.
You know, family night, which is a glorified scrimmage, sells out, right?
That's what I've heard. About 70,000. So.
It's amazing the passion that they have in this area. And I'm sure you're welcome with open arms, but with the welcoming also comes a lot of pressure. Do you feel any of that for immediate success, knowing that there's a window of opportunity with Aaron Rodgers? I mean, it's one thing when you hire a young coach and you've got a young quarterback and you guys are going to kind of develop together. It's another thing when you come into a situation where you're almost expected to win right now. It's not a rebuilding process. It's maybe a reloading a little bit. Do you get a sense of any of that pressure?
You know, I think most of the pressure comes from myself, just because I take pride in what I do, and certainly we want to put a product out there that everybody's very proud of, and ultimately that's what this league is all about. It's about winning. And so I think when you become a coach, especially in this league, you understand that from day one.
Talking with Matt LaFleur, the Packers' new head coach. So who have you – because I'm sitting here, I just got done talking with Mike Smith, the former Falcons head coach, who is very familiar with your work. I've talked to Brian Billick. I've talked to numerous coaches here that all praise you. And so who have you reached out to say maybe here's my go-to person or maybe a go-to people for advice?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to be around a lot of great people, and so certainly I'm leaning on those guys. But I've talked to Kyle Shanahan quite a bit and Dan Quinn. Talked to Gary Kubiak early on in this process. And, you know, once Sean gets done with the Super Bowl, I'm sure he's going to have a few phone calls for me too, because what was a great experience for me was being with him, in his first year in L.A. and being so close to him and watching him go through it certainly gave me – It's such a great resource and something for me to look back on and know how he went about his business.
What if there's a couple of things off the top of your head that you made those mental notes, and I think we all do it no matter what profession we're in, when we see somebody that we respect and admire and somebody goes through something, what are some of the mental notes that you said, okay, when I get a head coaching gig, this is what I need to do first?
In terms of what – with people?
With people, with organizations, with wrapping your arms around things, wrapping your arms around the job, or even, in consideration to your family or whatever. What were some of the things that you took away going, okay, I need to make sure I do this and do it correctly?
Yeah, I just think that, if you look at the big picture, I think it could certainly almost overwhelm you, and you got to take it one day at a time. And, like I said, I watch Sean do this on a daily basis. You just start making a list of things that you got to get done, and then you start crossing everything off on that list. And certainly the list never stops, I'll tell you that much.
The biggest question everybody had coming into this situation, obviously, is Aaron Rodgers, and I know you've spoken with him. Has there been conversations since? And, you know, everybody that I talk to says when you're dealing with a guy of really high football intellect, there's almost a not a need to challenge, but a need to be on the same page and communicate every day. Do you feel that stress, or do you feel that connection? Or have you had a chance to establish all of that?
Yeah, I certainly am trying to maintain as much contact with him as possible. I know that just really that relationship for a head coach and a guy of that importance to the organization is absolutely critical. And then couple that with the fact that I'll be calling the plays, you know, certainly the communication has to be on point between us. And I know he's busy traveling the world right now, so he's been a little bit harder to get in touch of as of late. But that's certainly something that, you know, we're going to strive to make that communication a part of our everyday process.
At what point do you sit down with him or get him into Green Bay or just to communicate via phone to where you say, okay, this is the way we're going to kind of work things? I mean, let me ask you this. Rather than saying this is how you're going to work things, how much do you go to him and say, okay, what do you like doing? What do you do best? And how do you kind of manipulate that or massage that to where your ideals, your philosophy gets put in, and Aaron Rodgers also has his philosophy and his ideals put in, so it becomes that symbiotic working relationship?
Yeah, I think we certainly have a foundation of what we believe in philosophically. And then he's going to have some things that he's done really well throughout his career. And to me, it'd be silly for us not to, you know, listen to him. He's got countless number of reps and doing certain things that he's excelled at. So we will do our best to have everything, you know, fit together. And basically it comes down to, you know, it's just got to fit within the framework of what we want to get done as a team.
Talking with Matt LaFleur, the new Packers head coach, how important was it to keep Mike Pettine on staff? Just for the fact that he's been a guy that's been there, done that. He's been through this as wrapping his arms around an organization as a head coach. Is that somebody that you can lean on, that you felt there was vital knowledge there?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, that's a big reason. And also, I've always had a tremendous amount of respect for Mike, just going against him throughout the years. His defense certainly presents a variety of looks and different challenges for an offense. And I thought he did a really good job, all things considered, last year with the defense here. And I think, you know, you're going to see a big improvement in year two. That just tends to be the case with it, really, with you know, with any system, is there's more growth in year two. So having a guy that's sat in the seat is again, it's a tremendous resource for me, and I'm always kind of like bouncing ideas off him and whatnot. And you know, I'm very fortunate to have a guy like him, you know, in our building.
I know the staff has gotten quite a bit younger, and everybody is wanting to be the next Sean McVay. I know that type of success you're aspiring to have. Is there a reason, do you think, in the league itself, not just in your staff, but the league itself, has gone to some of this younger mentality rather than coaches that have kind of been there, done that?
Well, the thing I think everybody's confused. Sean is by far the youngest of all of us. I'm like 7 years older than Sean, so you know, I'm lucky. I still got somewhat of a baby face, I guess.
Short of finding somebody in their 20s, man, I don't think we're going to find anybody much younger than that.
No, I mean, certainly the success that Sean has had is, you know, has had a huge impact on this league, and he's done an incredible job, and I think there's only one Sean McVay out there, and that's why he is where he is. But, you know, I just think that age really doesn't matter. It's, you know, how you lead, how you teach, how you communicate on a daily basis with these guys.
I know Mark answered some of these questions, but I'll get it from your perspective. Mark said that when him and Brian and Russ sat down with you, it was comfortable. Everybody's asking me here on Radio Row, and I mean, there's people, media from all over the world here that want to know about the Packers, and they say, why Matt LaFleur? And I go by what was stated at the press conference. But you tell me, why Matt LaFleur?
That is a great question. I just think that I'm a pretty humble guy that just goes about his business on a daily basis and tries to get a little bit better each and every day. And I think that one thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to be true to myself and the core beliefs that kind of were instilled in me by my parents, and that's to be humble, honest, and just try to develop with relationships not only with our players and coaching staff, but with everybody in this building.
How difficult is it with all the questions about Aaron Rodgers that come your way? Can you put too much emphasis on just strictly the coach or play caller quarterback relationship, and people tend to lose? Because I'm thinking there's a lot of things on this team that needs to be fixed. It's not just the quarterback position. I mean, there's a lot of areas that need improvement. Do we focus too much on the guy that kind of stirs the drink?
Yeah, I think that's the natural tendency of this league. You know, I keep hearing that he had a down year and whatnot, and I think that anytime all quarterbacks are measured by wins and losses, and that's the bottom line. This league's about winning, and certainly there's some areas that we need to address. But I also think that, you look at the teams that are successful late into the season, and there are teams that typically stay pretty healthy, and this team went through had a lot of injuries last year. And I'm thinking back to my time in Atlanta, my time in LA, you know, when in Atlanta we played for the Super Bowl and we didn't have many injuries. We stayed pretty healthy, and same with LA last year. And then you look at them again this year, certainly there are a couple of key injuries, but for the most part, the teams that are playing late into the season and then into the Super Bowl are the teams that can stay the healthiest.
Matt, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm sure we'll talk more down the road, but welcome to Green Bay and to the state of Wisconsin. I'm sure your family has gone out and bought numerous coats. So we're glad to have you, and best of luck in all sincerity, and we hope to talk to you again real soon, okay?
Hey, I appreciate you, Bill. Have a great day.
Absolutely.
Man.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Matt LaFleur, the new head coach of the Green Bay Packers, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.